As an appropriate prayer wherewith to close the day, we offer to our readers the following beautiful one, wherein the Gothic Church of Spain celebrates the mystery of the eighth day, the octave of Easter. O Son begotten of the unbegotten Father, thou again invitest us to honor this eighth day, on which thou didst permit thy disciples to see and touch thee. The Sunday, though made before the other days, becomes the eighth by following the seven preceding it. It was on this day that thou didst rise from the tomb and death. It was on this same thou enteredst where thy disciples were assembled, and, the doors being shut, didst honor them by thine inestimable visit. Thus didst thou adorn, with a mystery well suited to each, both the beginning and the close of the Pasch. For thy resurrection struck terror into the soldiers that guarded the tomb, and thy apparition confirmed the doubting hearts of thy disciples. We, therefore, who possess the knowledge of all these mysteries, beseech thee to grant that the faith whereby we believe may present us before thee, after this life, free from sin. May neither sloth engender, nor indiscreet prying foster, any misgiving of doubt or error concerning thee. Preserve in thy holy name them thou hast redeemed by thy precious blood. Let our souls contemplate thee, and vouchsafe to enter into our hearts. O thou that on this day didst appear in the midst of thy disciples, and greet them with peace, abide ever with us. Thou didst breathe upon them the spirit of life. Grant us the consolation of the same Holy Spirit. Once more, let us listen to the devout Adam of St. Victor. His sequences were great favorites with our Catholic forefathers of the Middle Ages. The triumph of our Redeemer over death was a subject which this great liturgical poet has often treated in a most masterly way. Sequence. The world's renovation creates new joy. All creatures rise together with their Lord. The elements obey him and feel their Creator's mighty power. Fire is impetuous in its flight. Air is swift. Water is flowing. Earth is firm. Light things tend aloft, and those that are heavy seek their center. But all are now renewed. Heaven is more serene, the sea more tranquil, the winds breathe softer. Our valley is filled with flowers, and now that gentle spring is come, the dry things have put on green again, and the cold a genial warmth. The frost of death is thawed, the prince of this world is made captive, and has no longer power over us. By striving to take him over whom he had no claim, he lost his own. Life conquers death. Man now regains what he had lost, the joys of heaven. The angel sheathes his two-edged sword and leaves the passage free. Jesus opens heaven and liberates them whom sin had made captives of death. For this great victory, be glory to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.